This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Congrats on the new EP that you and Scarlett did together. The first song on the EP, Iguana Bird, it opens up the lyrics. Do you like how you're spending your time? Do you like how you're living your life away from me? I really like those lyrics because that's something that I can relate to, you know, if I'm talking to a significant other. But it also seems like you and Scarlett may be speaking to each other during that, or even referencing the time that's passed during your last collaboration. You know, how did that separation influence this EP and the decision to come together to create music again?
Well, I'm glad that you like those lyrics. That's cool. I think those lyrics were written it could come from a few different places. People could take it however they want. I don't know if I was thinking of her when I wrote those lines. You know, I think it was more of a personal relationship stuff I'd been going through, but or kind of observing. You know, as far as, you know, Scarlett is someone who is a very interesting person. We, you know, for years since I met her probably in 2001, a long time ago. And we've just kind of, lived our lives, and we floated into each other's lives and float back out. And sometimes it'll be years I don't see her. And then all of a sudden we're back and we're hanging out and we're working together, or we're kind of socially interacting. And then we'll fly back out of each other's lives. And somehow, in that context, bringing it kind of is interesting to me, thinking about that now, how I'm always wondering what she's up to, or we're always kind of checking in on each other. But as far as, getting back together to work on the project, people ask me a lot, like, why now? How did it come up and all that stuff? And it's like, I think about it, it's just kind of the way the first one did. It was just like a bunch of stars like kind of realigned, and it just kind of happened. Certain things kind of just like, it was like the timing was right. You know, our schedules are always kind of off, and the timing happened to be right to get together in the studio. She was in town where I was. There happened to be certain songs that I was really excited to hear her voice on, it just kind of like came together when, like, if I told you a few days before, it wasn't even on my radar. And then all of a sudden it was just like, this happened and this happened. It just kind of boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden we're in the studio together. It was like kind of almost like that. It was like, whoa. And once we got back together, it reminded me of like, how much I love working with her and kind of communicating, through music with her. So it was cool how it kind of came together again, and I'm glad we were able to get some stuff out of it.
Yeah, and both of your careers and lives have grown, in different ways since you guys recorded that first album together. How does that manifest itself in this EP?
We made that record back in, I think it was like 2006, and it's like kind of mind blowing to me how much time has gone by. Just goes faster and faster. I tend to address that stuff in my solo stuff, but I think it's impossible not to when you come back together this many years later, it's impossible not to bring to the table just, you know, everyone's different life experiences. And, you know, in some ways, you know, you want to grow, or you hope you grow, and in other ways, you hope you stay kind of, you know, like a beginner, you know, like a kid, you know, and then get old and jaded and like whatever, you know. So sometimes it's good to kind of balance, you know, some wisdom or life wisdom, which usually I find most of that wisdom that you find is kind of like kind of letting go of stuff that kind of you worried about when you were younger, you know. It's like whatever, it's like none of it even matters, you know. And so there's that, I think, that bring to the table. I think Scarlett has a lot more experience singing, like on a practical level. Like, I think she has always had a beautiful voice, and I love her kind of singing persona, if you will. It's just like, she has a lot of character in her voice and the way she delivers lyrics. And so that was cool to kind of just see, like, whoa, like when she would sing. I remember when she was singing on Bad Dreams, I remember I was just like, wow, she has this like kind of this confidence in her vocal now after working on so much stuff over the years. Because when we recorded Breakup, she, I don't think she had even been in the studio yet at that point. It predated her that other record she made, Anywhere Lay My Head, and I think that was the first time that she actually sang in a studio, which she was also really good then. But it's just cool to hear, you know, just kind of like getting some more experience under your belt.
And both of your voices complement each other really well on this EP. You know, it fits two unique sounds into one overall sound together. Do you guys have any plans to do these songs live, you know, either with you and Scarlett or you alone with your band?
Well, you know, I like all the songs, and you know, I definitely in the past have been known to break out, you know, a song, you know, from our other record live if I'm feeling it. Cause, you know, it's just kind of fun songs to sing, and especially if I'm feeling it. But, yeah, you know, we don't have any set plans to do any touring right now, but I do think we both kind of see it in the same way, where we'd love to do a few kind of like intimate shows in certain cities where we kind of more of like a kind of cabaret thing, like just like, you know, just like kind of like a super vibey small type of thing where we could play maybe both records, which would be fun. So we just got to figure out when the timing works. Timing's always tricky, so just a matter of getting that together.
Right, and you've done a lot of collaborations throughout your career, and you know, for fans, it's great because we get to see you link up with other creative individuals, and you put out fantastic pieces of work. You know, how do these type of things come together, and what do you get out of them?
The funny thing, like, you know, you could probably tell if you know me, or you know my work over the years. I kind of just like follow my gut and my inspiration, so that changes. You know, it could change really fast. So a lot of the collaborations, when they come together, they come out of nowhere, even to me. Like, it's not like I'm like pining away for years, like, okay, how do I get to sing with this person or work with this person? It just kind of like happens. Like I said, the stars kind of align in a moment, and one thing leads to another, and it seems exciting, and it just happens. But I'll say every collaboration that I've done, you know, whether it's working with, you know, Scarlett or the Dixie Chicks or J.D. King or Frank Black or, you know, whoever I get together with, I always learn something from it. Whether I'm learning what to do or what works or what doesn't work, I always kind of, you know, especially when I get out of my comfort zone, and I kind of, you know, it's like easy for me to go and do my thing every time, you know. But when I work with someone else, I kind of, you know, I got to adjust a little bit or do something in a different way. And it always, you know, it always ends up being a good experience, just on that practical learning, you know, perspective. And then, you know, after that, I always kind of pick up a trick from one of them. You know, someone always has a trick up their sleeve that I end up being able to use in my own stuff, bringing it back to my own work, whether it's a new chord or a new way to look at layering in the studio, or a new, you know, way of, like, phrasing lyrics. I'm always able to take something back to my own stuff, so that's always great. And ultimately at the end of the day, it's just, you know, interacting with people and working with people and doing something together is kind of satisfying. So it's cool.
I read in another interview on a completely separate topic that before you and Scarlett would go into the studio, there was a New York style pizza place across the street, Joe's Pizza. So you guys would grab some pizza and then head on into the studio. And for all of us here in Chicago, I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this question. What's your take on deep dish pizza?
You know, I grew up in New Jersey, and, you know, I'm pretty much a Jersey, New York style slice guy. There was the Pizzeria Uno near my town that we grew up in, and I think I went once or twice with my parents, and I don't mind it. Here's the thing with pizza. I'll take it any way you give it to me. I just like cheese melted on some bread and dough and meat and all that stuff. So, you know, just but far and away, but by what's available, you know, New York slices are my thing, but I'm not mad at a deep dish. I've been eating a little too much pizza lately. I got to be honest. I got to cut it out. I got to chill out.
Well, I don't know if there's ever such a thing as too much pizza from there. Well, Pete, you know, congratulations on the new EP. We love listening to it so far. It was great when we got it in our hands earlier on this week. And we're looking forward to seeing you next time you're here in Chicago.
Yeah, I got to come back there soon. One of my favorite places to play in the whole world. So I'll come back.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Pete, thanks so much for taking the time out to chat with us.
Thank you, man. Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.